Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. GameStop is making waves by pricing its $1.3 billion convertible notes at a significant premium to fund Bitcoin acquisitions, propelling it to potentially become a top corporate Bitcoin holder. But doubts are rising as GameStop's share price nosedives by 25%. Reflecting investor skepticism over this bold Bitcoin strategy. Meanwhile, Bitcoin feels the heat as the US trade deficit hits a record high and market pressures mount from impending tariff threats and a major Bitcoin options expiry. Now let's get into the details. GameStop's bold move to price its $1.3 billion convertible notes at a 35% premium is part of a strategic plan to buy Bitcoin. If successful, it could catapult GameStop to the fourth largest corporate Bitcoin holder. However, investor enthusiasm has waned, causing a 25% drop in GameStop stock to just above $21. Analysts note parallels with MicroStrategy's similar strategy, and some question the timing and rationale of GameStop's decision. Bitcoin's performance is intertwined with broader US economic conditions. The US trade deficit has reached a staggering $301 billion, exerting pressure on Bitcoin, which is influenced by US market trends. President Trump's tariff threats against Canada and the EU are also impacting markets, with cryptocurrencies like Dogecoin and XRP tumbling over 5%. The expiration of $12 billion in Bitcoin options adds to the market's uncertainty, although volatility is expected to remain subdued. In regulatory news, South Carolina is exploring a bill to invest state funds in Bitcoin as a hedge against inflation, while the UK Financial Conduct Authority plans to introduce a new authorization regime for crypto firms by 2026. This shift will require firms to comply with more stringent regulations, moving beyond current anti-money laundering requirements. Across the Atlantic, France's BP France is investing $27 million in digital assets to boost the country's blockchain industry. This move aligns with France's efforts to position itself as a crypto hub in Europe, following the anticipated markets in crypto assets regulation. In the realm of innovation, the Say Foundation is eyeing the acquisition of 23andMe to integrate genetic data onto its blockchain, emphasizing data sovereignty. Similarly, Panama is pushing forward with legislation to legalize voluntary crypto payments, positioning itself as a fintech leader in Latin America. In the gaming sector, Gunzilla Games is set to launch the Guns Network on Avalanche, introducing the Gun Token as part of its popular off-the-grid game. This launch is eagerly anticipated by the gaming community and could expand blockchain's role in gaming. Finally, Binance's CZ is charging $125 in Binance Coin for direct messages on ReachMe, a move to manage communication volume and donate proceeds to charity. This initiative is part of a broader trend of monetizing access to high-profile figures in the crypto industry. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.